far-flung trio from Ireland performing their arrangement of the Can-Can from Offenbach's The Guy in Hell, Orpheus in the Underworld.
The guy
in Hell. That's a loose translation of that.
And, oh, God.
And the Far Flung Trio, by the way, a nice group from Ireland, have recently come across violinist Catherine Hunka, accordionist Dermot Dunn, and on the double bass, Malachy Robbins.
I liked that.
Yeah.
I also liked the marimba before that, but it makes me a little sad because I broke my wrist about a month ago, which means I'm not able to play marimba currently. Oh. So just hearing that, I mean, I love the sound, don't get me wrong. It just makes me a little heart sick is all.
Okay. Well, you know, we have to have marimba.
I know. So
it's
thank you.
It's a requirement.
Music by Bizet was awesome.
Yeah. In fact, we got that out of the way. I think we're done for the day.
Okay.
Taking off.
Now we're just going to be goofiness from here on out.
Here's Composer's Datebook. I don't know.
No. Thanks for tuning in to Friday Happy Hour, classical music with a twist to welcome the weekend. We do this every first Friday of the month at 5 o'clock. And I'm Krista Wessel.
I'm Warren Black.
And this is a joy for both of us. So I'm glad you're here.
Yes. Thanks for stopping by.
We also like to thank Aniche Cellars for their support, a second generation winemaking family who craft estate Columbia Gorge and Washington State wines with a commitment to grace and a touch of boldness. Whether through classical music or the beauty of wine, they believe in living life artfully. Their tasting room is in Underwood, Washington, in the Columbia Gorge, and there's more at AnicheCellars.com.
So a couple weeks ago, somebody asked me, can you recommend a couple lesser-known composers? And I thought about it, and it was interesting in retrospect, but what I came up with was Madeline Dring, who's hard to typify, but wonderful music. And the other one I recommended was Elena Katz-Tiernan, who was born in Russia, but has lived in Australia for decades now. And I thought in retrospect, hey, it's Women's History Month. Why don't we just put some of their stuff on Friday Happy Hour?
I love it. So which of the two are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear first from Madeline Dring.
Okay.
So Madeline Dring is a 20th century British composer, born in the 1920s, and when she was 10 years old, she was accepted to the Royal Academy of Music in London.
10?
They had a special children's program that she got in on, but she basically completed her education there. One of her teachers was Ralph Vaughan Williams.
No way!
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're showcasing her today then, because it's a name that I don't think is as well known as it should be.
Yeah. Let's make it better now.
Okay.
So Madeline Dring's output, very varied. She wrote lots of different kinds of music. But I thought we would start with one of her art songs. This is one of her five settings of poems by the English poet laureate John Betjeman, or Sir John Betjeman. Yeah. Yes, it tells the story of a person who was once a bon vivant, and then the years have stretched on. And it's called The Song of a Nightclub Proprietress.
And this is Friday Happy Hour.